Thank you for calling Omax Help. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Chase! I want to order 6 boxes of your stuff for $144 like I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do it because I have to have an automatic shipment. And I don't think automatic shipment would work with me. I don't know where I'll be in 6 months. I might be in Florida. I might be in Venango County. And I don't do mail forwarding. Or I might be in Pittsburgh. I don't do mail forwarding. All my mail goes to where my credit card address is. And it'd be a pain in the ass. If I died, my wife would have a charge that she didn't order. That's my complaint. I've been a customer of yours since 15, which is 6 years. I never had an automatic order.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe go ahead.
I don't care what it shows. I'll listen to you in a second. I'm not done yet. Okay? 6 years, and I never had an automatic order. And it's worked out fine. And I was paying $144. Fire at will.
Okay, yes, sir. I was just going to let you know, it seems like you may have just been calling the wholesale number to order your products in the past, which I can provide that number for you. They'll let you place those orders, those larger orders, and they wouldn't be on a subscription of any kind.
What's your name?
My name is Chase, C-H-A-S-E.
Chase, it's the same frickin' number. I've been gone for 6 years.
Yes, sir. Well, we have made some changes recently with our wholesale and the way we do sell our products and also the subscriptions.
Changes are only good when you're changing underwear. How'd you like that?
Yes, sir. That's how you feel.
No. That's, how do you feel?
Well,
you
I
change your underwear?
I
tell
believe
me to say you don't change your underwear.
I believe there's a lot of other things that are good with change. Not just underwear.
Name another one.
Well, if nothing ever changed, then I believe we would still be living in caves.
Really? Do you ever live in a cave?
No, that's because my ancestors chose to make some changes.
How do you know?
Because I'm not in a cave right now.
What's that got to do with your ancestors?
Again, sir, I have a wholesale number here if you'd like to place an order with us.
Can I tell you why an automatic order is not that good of a change? Can I tell you why?
Well, yeah, you just described to me your one.
No. Forget that. I'm going to give you another one. My wife has automatic order on her prescriptions. And guess what? They are more troubled than Carter having no liver pills because it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Automatic prescriptions. And you know what? If you have an automatic prescription, then you have a credit card you charge. What if that credit card is no good at that time? Because they changed a credit card. You send it out anyway?
No, sir. We would not send out a product if the customer had not paid for the product.
Well, automatic. You don't get a credit card number because you're going automatic.
Yes, sir. Customers provide us with either a debit or a credit card. Once a month, that card is charged. If the charge is successful, then what the product that they have on their account is ordered has been shipped out. If it is declined, then, of course, that product would not ship.
All this designs to eliminate people. Yeah, well, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to pull out the damn folder I have. Now I got to find it because I was doing other projects. I was listening to that wonderful music of yours. Okay, it's not that folder. Where did I put the damn folder? Even on your invoice, you have this number, 765-6691. Now you want to give me a new number. I've been using that number for 6 years. Chaz, Chase, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good boy. Let me turn the jukebox down here. So you want to give me another number?
Yes, sir, whenever you're ready.
Why do you have two numbers?
I don't make the decisions for the company. They decided to create another number for wholesale callers and then a number for customers that do not wish to place wholesale orders. I assume it simplified things for the distribution center, I would assume. But like I said, I don't make the decisions for the company.
Make an exception. Hold on, some assholes call me. Hello. Oh, legal case. Another bogus call. All right, give me this wonderful number. I'll probably call you back anyway.
Okay, that number's going to be 323.
Wait a while. That's not an 800 number?
No, sir. So that was 323.
Got it,
982-8135.
So you're taking the business away and giving it to another guy, right?
No, sir. I don't make commission off of any sales.
How do you get paid?
I get paid hourly.
Get out. I thought I was talking to a soup.
You are talking to a supervisor, but I still get paid hourly.
Right?
Yes, sir,
wow.
You are speaking with a supervisor, but that does not mean I get paid by the sales I make.
Get a new job. Supervisors get paid by the month, week, 2 weeks.
Yes, sir, I do get paid weekly.
Here
by
you
the
go.
Hour.
By the hour. $323-982-8135.
That is correct.
And they have, what's it called, flexibility, and you don't.
That is the wholesale number for Omax Health, so any large orders would need to be placed through that number.
That is not a large order. What kind of order am I trying to make?
I believe you said you were wanting to order 6 boxes. Is that correct?
6 months.
You wanted a 6-month supply, but not on a subscription.
Right.
Right. Yes, sir. We, like I said, we only have a subscription for that amount through customer service. This is just for regular customers. Wholesale, that's the department that would handle that order for you.
Wow. Well, is their product fresh?
Yes, it's the same exact product, same exact company, comes from the same warehouse.
Not what I asked. I've received stuff from you with a bad date also. So I asked, is the subscription, is the expiration date good, like yours? I just ordered in January, and it's expiring, the box expires February 12th, 2023. Say
yes.
I don't know. I'll be happier if you say I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what the expiration date is on a box that's in the warehouse. I'm not in the warehouse.
There you go. Have a good day, because I've had a terrific day wasting
yes,
my freaking time.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Thank you for giving me no answers.
Thank you for calling Omax Health. Have a great day.
Why? How could I? You have to waste a lot of my time.